Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is a
Hosehead
production.
Jeffrey Dahmer soaked in blood. The Unabomber blowing up. Waco, Texas, and Heaven's Gates. Aliens modified, meant from apes. Hitler faked his death and then escaped. Bigfoot and the Mothman. Son of Sam talking to dogs again. Witches, ghosts, and goblins. Mysterious noise and hauntings. Dark arts in the skull and bones. Most celebrities are probably cloned. So if you're feeling all alone, crack a beer and get stoned. I welcome you to the podcast, Strange Brew. We're here to entertain you. We're here to entertain you.
It's about to get strange.
Welcome back, everybody, to the podcast. I am Tomcat, aka Tom Thompson, the Raptilian. Make sure to subscribe to my music on YouTube and Spotify. And who am I joined by on this mysterious episode?
You're joined again, once again, with Brett, the man of many tastes.
So, everybody, you know, like, we're going to go back to the roots of Strange Brew. You know, we've lost some hosts along the way, and we've gained some. And Brett is being, I'm going to bring Brett into the folds of more of the show, into the belly folds of the show. And so I thought it would be appropriate to kind of go back to the roots of Strange Brew, which is doing kind of like when we started, we did Strange Mysteries, the mysteries of history. All these episodes are going to be on Patreon at some point because they've been gone from the show for quite a long time since we used to get very intoxicated on the show. Yes, we did. But I want to kind of bring it back to the roots, you know? Talk about something kind of fun and mysterious. And, you know, Billy has now ventured his way out east, and he will be joining us remotely through episodes at some point, probably fairly soon by the time you guys hear that. So Brett's going to kind of be brought into the studio more, and we're going to be filming a lot more stuff. It's going to be fun.
A little more, yeah.
Yes. What do we have today?
Today we have Gentleman's Jack by Jack Daniels, and it's not one of Tom's favorites.
No, my face. It's like, no. I'm not. Ask Aaron. I'm not really a fan of Jack Daniels. And I saw him get obliterated on it. So,
oh, it's strong stuff. It's
don't
dangerous.
Chug it.
No, definitely don't.
So this will be a lot of fun. So who doesn't love a good mystery? Unlike the latest, you know, whodunits or, you know, gritty detective series or local mysteries that have been solved, these real life puzzles haven't been cracked yet. Their endings haven't been written. These eye-opening mysteries are also unsettling, from seemingly supernatural phenomenon to unexplained disappearances. Some point to an alien intervention or the supernatural, while others believe the explanation must be grounded in science. And if you can't question it, it is not science.
What are you talking about? That's all science is, questioning it.
can't question science. So it's fun. I got some, so you guys are going to hear very soon the new Class Horrorcast intro, the rap intro I did, but also currently I'm writing a song called Fuck Trudeau. I'm going to get all of you guys to sing the chorus with me, which is saying it just fuck Trudeau, fuck Trudeau. So that should be fun. Oh, YouTube, that's just all satire. Don't worry about it. So this is crazy. Who was the leather man? Not Leatherface, the leather man.
Leatherman.
In the 1800s, a mysterious person known as the Leatherman consistently walked a 365-mile circle for no apparent reason. Although no one ever learned his name or where he came from or why he chose to make this trek, he became a beloved local celebrity. This is the guy.
Jeez.
Look at his eyes, man. Can you describe him?
Yeah, he looks like a pug.
Yeah, weird. He's like this crazy looking outfit on though.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Oh, okay. That's a little.
See, there you go. He's smoking a little stogie. I think that's what that is. It's crazy the people that, you know how the dudes that like smoke the stogie until it's like absolutely nothing and they just have like in their mouth.
And then it's gone out and they're just chewing on it for hours. It's
fucking gross,
man. That is pretty gross.
So Leatherman wore a boot suit. Not a zoot suit, a boot suit. Zoot suit. You know what a zoot suit is, right?
No, I have no idea.
A zoot suit is kind of, I'm pretty sure it's like the suit, like almost like the suit that that Jim Carrey wore in Dumb and Dumber. Like kind of like a flamboyant suit. Let me look this up.
Zoot suit.
Got my zoot suit. The zoot suit consists of broad shoulders, draped jacket, bootleg trousers, and sometimes a flamboyant hat. You know, like that. And I'll show you. You'll know what I'm talking about. It's like this fucking zoot suit, bro. Isn't that funny? Like that flamboyant, like kind of like pimping hat.
Yeah. The scene in Dumb and Dumber where he has like, it's orange and it's blue and
yeah. Okay. Yeah. It was also people think that a lot of black people wore zoot suits like back in the day. And, they kind of like, people think that they were kind of making them look clownish. If you watch the movie Malcolm X, Malcolm X would wear these suits and then, you know, essentially all these white people would be like, he thinks he's one of us type of shit. Look at this clown kind of thing. And yeah, it's, there's history in it. So weird. this guy, an outfit constructed from old leather boots and ties that weighed more than 60 pounds. That's how much this outfit weighed. 60 pounds, more than 60 pounds. So though through all weather and all seasons, he slept in caves and was consistent in his schedule that locals could tell based on his location. The Leatherman completed the circuit between Hudson and Connecticut rivers every 34 days, walking through 40 small towns along the way. Although he never spoke beyond a few grunts in English or French, adults and children looked forward to his visit.
Jeez.
Isn't this so weird? I don't know. When he stopped by home, it was considered an honor. Like people like they don't know who he is. He didn't speak to anybody, but they're like so weird. And school children stayed on their best behavior in hopes of being chosen to bring the Leatherman food when he passed their campus.
What?
Isn't that weird? It's like, the Leatherman will be good and I can help. That's so weird. After he perished, so many people visited his roadside grave that the local historian society decided to move in farther inland to avoid potential accidents. When the body was exhumed for reburial in 2011, many people thought the DNA test might solve the mystery of who he was. However, these hopes were dashed when they opened the casket to find the remains were missing. Now the Leatherman is shrouded in even more mystery. No one knows who he is or where he went. Isn't that fucking weird?
What, do you think someone just stole the body and just like...
Because if he was famous like that, you know what I mean?
If they wanted him in his family cemetery, it's like... Because back when this guy was around, I imagine family cemeteries was pretty popular, so...
Yeah, maybe his real family, like, because where did he come from? Who is his family?
You look at his bag. His bag is made of leather. Like, he carried that. I don't know how he carried it.
He probably stayed pretty fit. He doesn't look like he's that fit in this photo, but
no, he doesn't. But like, still, like, why leather?
So strange. That's why, like, literally, so strange. do I have anything?
That's fucking weird.
That one, I saw it and I was like, that is just weird. I've never heard of this guy, and the fact that he was like kind of famous and would go through towns. And
do you think he had the best stories, or like
maybe he had like these like great like? He didn't grunt. He just grunted. He didn't even speak. So I don't even know why people thought he was like so strange. But back then. Like there was like 7,000 people showing up to a hanging because they were bored. They had no TV.
True. I mean, people would still do that today. If you, to be honest, yeah, like 7,000 people would easily show up to a live hanging. Canada, we'd be like, yeah, we're going to that. Are you kidding me?
You know what we need to do?
Hang Trudeau.
Don't say that.
We need to hang Trudeau.
We're not saying that. That's, That's blasphemy. I don't know. There's people talking recently, about how there's a military court being set up in Guantanamo Bay, and everyone thinks that they're going to start going after the elites. I don't know if this is true. Everything that we say on the show is satire. Take nothing seriously. Nothing I say seriously, even on my political account.
Isn't that like why a whole bunch of people are saying what they're saying on social media or in Hollywood? It'd be like, oh, they just got canceled. No one knows what happened to them. They actually just got canceled and they just fell off the map.
Yeah, I know.
And then it's like, oh, they actually died. Same thing with George Bush's dad, Senior. And then they handed out a whole bunch of letters at the.
I saw that, and they know what you did. That's what they think that is on the letter.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. He's probably rot. Well, this is why I think everyone, question yourself, right? Why would a bunch of old, specifically more or less white men want to control the population when they're fairly close to the end of their lives?
It's, I don't know. Maybe they have their alternative version of what heaven and hell is,
but you know why?
Or maybe they reincarnate or who knows? That's,
maybe I think they put reptilians, bro.
What if they just transmit their being into younger children?
That's the idea that
that's
Juan
how they've been going for so long.
Dived into the reptilian theory on his show and stuff like that, and the whole idea of it is that they can reincarnate. They insert themselves and they actually breed people in this physical reality so they can inhabit them. Almost like you're wearing a fucking zoot suit. It's a throwback.
Their zoot suit? Yeah,
it's a suit, right? And then once they die, it doesn't matter because they'll just reincarnate back into another body and take control through somebody else, right? Oh. So that's why they don't really care because, I don't know. And people can believe what they like, but...
And then they have children and then they make their children have children. It's oh, this is their kid, but it's actually, you never see the kid until he's toddler or mid-age, or he's maybe 4 or 5.
I think they have cloning technology. I think they have some crazy stuff that we 100%. Don't know of. And the whole idea, right, is that people were they fuck within the family, and everyone thought it was because of wealth, right? Egyptians would
imagine if it's just shitty cloning technology and they're just all gomered up because we haven't really figured out the cloning process.
A lot of Egyptians were actually inbred and stuff like that. Most people don't know because they would fuck with inside the family to keep the wealth there. But people like Ike and stuff like that believe that's because they got to keep the bloodline going that is connected to the Sumerians, which allows these creatures to inhabit their body.
These weird
entities, right? So crazy. This one is pretty nuts. In 1980s, the Belgian Brad Band Killers. So during the 1980s, Belgians were fearful of a gang called the Brad Band Killers. Three men known as the Giant, the Killer, and the Old Man. They murdered 20 people, including children, between 1982 and 1985. They were usually armed with shotguns and held up small businesses like supermarkets and hostels and stores. Chelsea actually has family in Belgium. We would like to go at some point. I think it'd be kind of cool. She had family that we could stay with, but she doesn't really know them. Oh. But it's you know what I mean? How you have family, I don't have any of that shit.
Really?
Yeah. I don't have any family that I didn't that I know that are in another country or anything like that. That's why people are all I know is Canada. It's all I know. Right.
You've never left Canada, have you?
I went to Cuba one time.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's my famous story that I tell all the time. There's people we could stay with if we wanted to go there, but we wouldn't be able to speak. I don't think we could be, they would
understand. Don't worry, they speak English.
Really?
That's the same thing with Germany. It's don't bother trying to speak German. Everyone knows English.
That's good. Well, I don't know German. I would like to learn some, you can use those apps. I'd be curious to learn. I want to learn Spanish just because it's such a, it's everywhere.
I feel like it's a really sexy language.
Yeah.
You say some of the most horrific things in Spanish. You'd be
it's hot. I know. And then in French, it sounds like you're an asshole.
Yeah. We would like to separate.
Kick you off to sea. I got this is crazy. The censorship that's going on. I got a comment taken off of TikTok because someone video was talking about Quebec and how they wanted to separate. And I put kick them off to sea and they took down my comment. Just because I said, I was like, fuck them. You know what I mean? I don't care. I'm sure there's some nice awake people in Quebec, and I think it is a beautiful province there, but yeah, I know we're doing quotations, but they look down on people that don't speak French and fuck you. So Fuck you. But this is pretty crazy. They were known to open fire, this gang, without any provocation. They were just like coming in and they would just start shooting fucking people, which is crazy. This is supposedly what they look like.
That's not intimidating. Do you take the guy in the hat serious what?
So crazy. Yeah. And then, they would, they're known to, they murdered 8 people during their final robbery in a loss, then ceased their killing spree and vanished without apparent reason. No apparent reason. They just disappeared. Part of the mystery revolves around their motivations. Though the Brad Band killers stole modest amounts of money and cheap consumer goods, money didn't seem to be their motivation. They had professional knowledge of weapons, leading some to believe that they are part of an anti-government organization. But then, I don't know if this is supposedly some of the characters, some of the people that were involved. Isn't that weird?
The only thing,
look at that guy.
The only thing that any of those have in common is that one guy is always wearing a hat with a mustache.
I know.
Look at with a mustache, hat with a mustache.
So weird. And like, but the thing is, if you're an anti-government, sort of organization, why would you just be killing indiscriminately? And then to steal, you know what I mean? It doesn't really make sense to me.
It's not exactly anti-government.
No, you're kind of just like killing the people that should be on your side.
Wouldn't it make more sense if you're anti-government if you're going to the government buildings?
Yeah, I know. Wouldn't that
make robbing them?
Yeah, I know.
Slowing people's passports down.
Robin Hood, man.
Robin Hood.
Fucking steal from the rich and give back to the poor.
Just goes into like the government building and it's like, I want you to authorize all these passports like now. What?
Police haven't been able to track down any of the killers and time is running out. According to Belgian law, a statute of limitation prevents anyone from being convicted and punished for the crime that took place more than 15 years ago, unless the charges is renewed. This case was given special extension until 2025, but if no police can identify the killers before then, there is a good chance that they will never see justice.
Justice.
Kind of, is it weird because they just disappeared? They were killing people, robbing people, and then they just disappeared, and nobody knows where they went. Did they get killed? Who knows?
Or it's just Belgium, and they just don't give a shit.
Very true. You'll like this one. What's inside the Vatican's secret archives?
Oh, man. Apparently, I know that. Holy, oh my goodness. Do I ever know this one? Apparently, it's the documents of all human existence on Earth, and it was found within the base of the Sphinx, and they brought it there along with all of the gold that the Nazis took.
Oh, yeah. But that's also in Switzerland, they think.
They also think it's in Switzerland. Okay,
does the Vatican look like a dick?
What? It
looks like a dick, eh? There's the balls and then the shaft. It's the fact
that maybe a one bald dick.
Yeah. The fact they have like a one, like that they have like a whole city is always wild to me. So, long shrouded in mystery and literally called the Vatican's secret archives, the contents of the Vatican's extensive holdings have sparked conspiracy theories for centuries. Now, name the Vatican apothelic archive. The institution's holdings include millions of letters, official writings, papal bulls, and related material. Not a secret, as the previous monarch indicates, the contents of the archive spanned 53 miles of shelves. Then an underground vault used by researchers and scholars. The archives weren't open and researched until 1881, and not all documents have been available for viewing in a timely manner. In 2020, the Vatican released information from like the pontificate. Yeah, that's like a pope shit of Pope Pius XI. What was that? Is that that's 12? Me and Billy did this, and this doesn't even fucking make sense. Never mind. It's one of the fucking goddamn popes. They dedicated after World War II and the Holocaust. Jewish scholars were spent countless hours combing through the material to explore why the Pope was so reluctant to condemn Nazis. Because the Vatican
got a handout.
They helped out. They helped them.
Apparently, they also have they have the crown of Christ, like the crown of thorns. What? Cup of Christ that was eaten on the Last Supper.
Yeah.
And apparently they have, what was the other part? Apparently they have a lot of Jesus artifacts.
I know. I'm always like, I don't know what to believe, right? Like,
could you imagine if they have the cross that he was crucifixed on?
That's what Bill, I've always been like, and I do, this is just my point of view. I've always been like, how do we know for sure that he existed when there is people like Mithra and all these other, like Horus? And I was like, is it a recycled story or is it, because Billy's like, they named a timeline after him, right? Before Christ and after his death or whatever. Yeah,
BC and AD.
Yeah. So I'm like, he must have made a staple in humanity in some regard, but people,
but there's also the disciples that followed him and then, you know, committed suicide after doing so. And then after the witnesses of like over 500 people seeing his resurrection and the crucifixion. And then there's documented case like it, the come to it. Like I feel that it's very, very close to the original text.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I feel like there are some things that have been, you know, like,
Well, people think that Caesar created him. There's this idea. It's a theory that it was Caesar's Messiah and that he actually created this idea of Jesus and stuff like that. I'm not saying that he doesn't exist because I don't know. And if you are real, I'm sorry for speaking down to you. But like, I've always questioned everything. Right. So I don't necessarily know, because there is so many stories of people that are similar to Jesus throughout history, in Egyptian times and Mesopotamia times, like all these different eras throughout, ancient history. And it's the same kind of idea, but born of a virgin mother.
Yeah, it is. But like, it's the message behind it and like why he came and like, right.
That's why, you know,
like, That part there is not the same between all of them, right?
No. And it could be this sort of like energy, this like good force, like this energy that comes into the world through reincarnation of certain people to change the their trajectory of history or of stuff like that. Like, you know, like that the people believe in the Christ consciousness. That there's this ultimate good, like consciousness that people could achieve if they weren't trying to poison us at every angle.
Yeah.
And I said the Christmas episode. There is supposedly, and I said this to Sawyer, and Sawyer's like, she kind of shook his head. But I was like, there's people that believe that you can trace back the word Jesus to the Sumerian text. And then somebody deciphered it. And it means God's semen on a mushroom. A mushroom covered in God's semen. Is that weird?
It's weird. My dad also believed that the word Jesus was like Latin for horse or like Roman Catholic for horse. And I was like, I don't know if that's true.
Well, they think his name is Joshua. I joked about that with you where I was like, you know,
Joshua,
you know? Yeah. So then it's like, are you invoking the true name? You know, it's like, let the power of Christ compel you. Or like, you know, in Jesus's name, because he said there's power in his name. So the idea of that, right?
Yeah.
But then they manipulate it to make people say a different name that wasn't his real name, you know?
Not to give him power.
Yeah. Maybe. See? I don't know. I just question everything, man. I've always been like this.
Man, I wish I could talk to the guy like straight up. I wish there was like, do you want some more?
Yeah, let's do a little more. There's
I wish there was like a phone that was just like, hello? You could just like, Jesus. There's this rock and it glows and like, hey, can I like speak to you? And then glow like, yeah, it's like, what's your real name, man?
Yeah.
And then to actually talk to you and you'd be like,
my name is actually Lucifer.
Oh man, this is the wrong rock.
That's so funny. So with 12 centuries of material at obviously they have all these writings. Skeptics believe the Vatican archives contain information that the church simply does not want the world to know. That ranges from insights of its own involvement in secular affairs to investigating into demonic possession. Because that's possible, right? The idea that they could be hiding some of the stuff of the idea that demons do exist or darker entities, forces that have taken hold of people. And then it could be like, we'll talk about it at some point. We'll get back into possessions. There's many different cases and it's fascinating because you don't really know if these people were just like severely mentally like ill or
if they're actually possessed.
Yeah. Cause I don't know. I've used the Ouija board, man. I wonder if
people like when you say possessed, it's like, oh, I don't know what possessed means. Like they're just out of their mind.
Yeah.
But like when you stand at like a really high building or like near an edge.
Yeah.
And you feel something that like in the back part of your mind, it's like, I wonder if I jump. Like what happens if those really weak willed people are like listening to that force?
Yeah, 100%. That's what I think. Like I say that it could be possible, right? That like these darker entities could take hold of like serial killers or stuff like that.
Or just
that.
The really weak willed or like maybe like broken people early in life where they're just so like influenced right to that.
Yeah. I don't know. I believe that there are some dark forces in the world. I've felt them. I've seen them with some of my experiences. And I think it's really weird. I think the Vatican is hiding a bunch of shit. I think they're supposed to be like, there is also like, there's tablets and stuff like that that have never been deciphered. There's stuff that we have no idea. Like nobody's even deciphered a lot of these clay tablets. And there's like thousands of them supposedly.
Man, I wish they did let that out and let the public actually know, or people that actually want to know and that are actually capable of handling that and that kind of knowledge, they'd actually be like, all right, you can handle this kind of stuff. So like, we're going to tell you the truth.
It's never going to happen, right? They don't want people to be awake. It's like I've heard like things like, oh, the aliens were going to show up in the 80s, but our consciousness wasn't raised high enough and stuff like that. Until people awaken to the fact that the government is like evil and the people in power are probably some sort of demonic being in their own right, then like they're going to keep holding us back from ascending to a higher level of existence. I believe that. I believe some of that stuff, that it's quite possible. I think the Vatican's probably, you know what they're probably hiding? A bunch of fucking skeletons of fucking little boys. they got skeletons in their closet and they're not full grown adults. Let me just say that. It's fucking crazy how long they hid that shit, man. And they still hide it, man. Priest get bored. Wait,
that reminds me of that episode of South Park when the Catholic priests are trying to hide the fact that they did a little boys. And it's like, how do we stop them from telling their parents? It's like, and the one guy that's actually from South Park is like, you guys actually did a little boys? Like, what's going on here? It's like, how about we just don't do that? It's like, well, we have to.
It's funny because a lot of these people, like the new Pope, the woke Pope, they call him. That guy's definitely.
Is it Francis?
Yeah. That guy's a Satanist. I believe these people, like, they believe in Luciferianism. And that's the idea of, like, why was Lucifer the bearer of light and Jesus was the morning star? Are they the same thing? Like, people don't know. Because Satan is different than Lucifer.
I know. St. Lucius is. Apparently, there's two guys I was writing. That's a theory that two guys are writing the Bible, and he named Lucifer St. Lucius. That was also writing the other version of the Bible.
Weird.
And then he named Lucifer after him because it'd get his book probably favored rather than the other guy.
Weird.
When they were actually writing that, when the Roman Catholics got a hold of.
It's so weird. That's why I'm like, I always question everything, right?
Speaking of which, hold on. Yeah. There's one thing we have to do. It's the devil's Bible.
Oh, I know. I actually had that as an idea. I have like hundreds of ideas in my phone.
Man. I've heard of that thing. Apparently it's
made
crazy.
Of skin and shit. Like
it's made of skin. And like, apparently there's no variation in the writing between the beginning and the end of it. Because usually when you write for such a long period of time, your hand will increasingly get better at certain texts and certain the way that you write. This thing doesn't do that. It stays consistently the same size and perfect literacy from the beginning to the end.
Weird.
And the way, if you were to write this thing, it would take you a year and a half of how thick it is.
That's like a Constantine.
Yeah.
Remember he has like the book. We got way too drunk and I was like passed out watching that fucking movie with you. One of my favorite movies. It's so good. But that idea that he brings out that, and it's like all crusty and shit. And it's so crazy. Who knows what's really out there?
Probably got it from the leather man.
Can you do a Russian accent?
This is probably from the Leatherman.
There you go. That's sick, because we're talking about Russia. Russia's M zone. Russia's anomalous M zone is referred to as the as Triangle Molbitsky. I'm going to butcher these words probably just so everybody knows. Or the Perm Anomalous Zone brings together tales of intergalactic visitors, magnetic anomalies, and strange healing properties. The M Zone lies 600 miles east of Moscow in a dense forest near the village of Moli Abaka. Sure. This area was heralded as the home of the gods to the native Mensi people and attracted many curious visitors, the M Zone. And
yeah, it looks like Russia.
Yeah. Electrical equipment, including smartphones, either die or start working in this area. Or some people have seen the hands of their watches spin backwards. Visitors often notice a strange effect on their bodies. Those entering this zone often experience dizziness, nosebleeds, and sometimes hallucinations. Despite the unpleasant effects, the zone can seemingly heal those who stay longer. Some people's ailments have supposedly been cured, and many people report feeling enhanced, stating they left with more vigor and intelligence than they had when they entered. It's kind of like, you know, when like
there's probably no vodka there, so they
I know, so their intelligence increases.
And they're drinking it, it's like, wow, the world, it's around me.
Yeah, they bring their vodka and it disappears. But it's like the idea of like, you know, you seen people shit on this film, but I actually really like it. Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skulls. You've seen that, right?
Yeah.
When she, the Nazi at the end, when she wants to give me the knowledge and it like burst her, like essentially like
fried her head,
fried her fucking mind because she can't handle all that knowledge. And I feel like the more that you'd stay in a place like this, cause you'll feel like all dizziness, nosebleeds, hallucinations. And who knows if it's some sort of like portal, you know, we don't, the reality that we live in is very small and condensed of what we can see. So if it's some sort of vortex that from some other different dimension or something like that, that's kind of interacted with this world, and for some reason it's able to like heal you. I don't know. Like there's even the idea. I saw a video where it's like, you know, every year you have a birthday, you're telling yourself you're getting older. You're actually telling the cells in your body that you are getting older, and your mind is a powerful thing to do with the way it controls your body and your cells with inside your body. So if you tell yourself I'm feeling younger and happier every day, you can like trick their body can change. The mind, I think, is way more powerful. There's people that are like, I'm going to get sick. And then they always get sick. These people that always,
manifest it.
Yeah.
I think it's called manifestation.
Yeah. The fucking secret, that stupid documentary.
Well, it's funny because like some of the, have you ever actually tried to manifest anything?
I'm pushing it with the show. You know, every day, I'll be honest with the fans, like, you know, every day, almost every day I say, I'm going to live off my podcast one day. I will live off this show. I don't say I will be successful. I just want to be able to live off of it, right? And produce this, because the more that people, you know, give us 5-star rating reviews, and the more that we get out there, and the more people that subscribe and like and comment, you know, and tell their friends, because a lot of word of mouth stuff, the bigger we'll get, and the more stuff we'll be able to do with the show. Because we've talked many times about all the ideas of where the show could kind of go and what we could kind of do for fun, you know.
I agree.
And the more people that do that, so that's something I'm trying to really manifest. But I don't know, when you're on mushrooms, under that state of mind, it's interesting because I feel like you can manifest stuff more easily. I always like, I don't know. I do think it's possible, but I've always said to people that this reality is slow and condensed. So you might think about something and try to manifest it. It might take years, to actually come.
I think it only goes as fast as about as hard as you believe.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm kind of saying is like, if you were in the third, supposedly, everything is supposedly on the show, that if you were in the fourth dimension, right, you think about a fucking apple and the apple appears, like that you can just manifest stuff instantly because the reality is sped up and it's not slowing down and condensed like this reality is. Like, just because you think this table is solid, it's not. It's just a bunch of molecules that are pressed together, and in atoms or whatever, it's all fucking empty space. So how real is anything that we think that we know, you know? So I think that in this reality, it just takes a long time. While the M Zone's precarious effects might result of the magnetic anomaly, that could be also is the, you know, magnets, how they work. I hate ICP. There's also been countless UFO sightings in the area. Something that doesn't seem to shock or phase the locals. Like, yeah, can you do a Russian accent? Just be like, we saw that UFO and
oh yeah, we saw that UFO come down.
We don't care.
And we're like, do you want vodka?
yeah, the aliens come down. So in 1983, an expedition said that they saw a purple ball rise from the forest.
Purple ball always comes up every Friday. Don't worry about
it. Yeah, 100%. They're also claiming that they've been chased by orbs or lights that burnt them with some sort of ray.
That's just Yuri with his laser gun again. Leave him alone.
The American TV show sightings visited the zone despite the Russian government warning them that it was dangerous to stay in the M zone more than 24 hours. Inexplicably, orbs of light surrounded the crew's campsite. I actually look into that. It's kind of cool.
I don't want to go there now.
I know. Nobody has
I've never actually had a haunting experience. I've always wanted to have, like...
Don't wish for that so much. it's fucking frightening. From what
I mean, not my house, of course, but like somewhere where I'm not supposed
to. Well, that's what I'm saying for all the fans out there. When we start getting more, we're going to get, and this year, hopefully like, get a new camera and we're going to start like doing stuff like that.
I think it'd be awesome to like have a podcast in a haunted house.
Dude, you know what I want to do? They almost like, I feel like, oh, you stole my idea. I wanted to like drink and then go ghost hunting. But what I would love to do, I want to do fucking mushrooms and then go to a haunted location and then have somebody sober and then just see if I can like, if I can catch anything in my, like the visuals or if I get more in tune to something. I'm not, cause you know, the Zulu nation used to like chew mushrooms when they would go to fucking war. It doesn't give you fear unless you kind of it's almost, you can be fearless on mushrooms, but also it could bring up paranoia and stuff like that. Like, I don't know if I heard something or a voice or we're using like the Ouija board or I have a spirit box. I have to get this stuff out sometimes. Scans for radio frequencies really fast. So the ability, the people that speak through it, if something comes through the box for more than like a second, then it's probably something trying to contact you because it's going so fast. The frequencies that would be impossible for a radio station to like, be like, hello, you know what I mean? So I've used it a couple times, but specifically I used it and I was like, hey, can you say my name? And it was like, Thomas. And then I was like, whoa. I was like, can you say that again? And it was like, Thomas, in the same fucking voice, same female voice. And I was like, got chills down my spine.
Dude. You mean it was Stewie from Family Guy?
Thomas. That's how it sounded to me, though. It's like Thomas. A female voice. Thomas. I was like, whoa.
It would have been better if it was like, Thomas.
That's scary. I don't know whoever that was. Like, it's just crazy because I think that there's energies all around us all the time. And there's supposed to be
spirits. I 100% believe that because like when you come in contact with somebody, you're like, I don't trust this person. I've only met this person, but I don't trust this person.
No, you can feel vibes and stuff. I can.
And then like, there's like Sawyer. It's like you come off. He's like, I like this guy, but he looks like a.
We were just like talking about that last night.
He looks like a yeah. If you go back to past episodes of like Sawyer, and you get to see him at first glance at him, just cut the audio and look at him. It's like, wow, this guy looks like a dick.
I know, it's so funny. He was on the Urban Legends episode. It's gonna end some of the stuff on Patreon, and Sawyer's gonna be back. We have big plans for the show, and kind of Brett is now coming into the fold as a co-host with Billy and Aaron and I, kind of like a foursome, and then Sawyer will pop his head in once in a while. You know, he'll be like that guy that kind of pops in, but he's, I said that we kind of get a little more serious on the show. You know, we analyze stuff where Sawyer is just very quick. He's a quick
wit. He's quick for a joke is what he is.
I know. Yeah. He
can't help himself.
I know. He cannot. Nobody has been able to fully explain the M zone and it remains a popular place of tourists hoping to encounter UFOs or the supernatural. Kind of cool. Pretty cool. So an explosive device capable of mass destruction, nuclear bombs are the kind of thing governments should keep well guarded if they have the technology.
I don't know. Ask Hiroshima.
I know. That's why everyone's like, I don't have the technology. I'm like, well, people have been to Hiroshima and Nagasaki and it's not, doesn't look pretty, it's fucked.
There's only like one building left.
So crazy. But in 1958, one of the bombs slipped through its fingers. Colonel Howard Richardson was piloting a plane with a nuclear warhead when he had an accident with another plane in the air. Worried about the weapon in his cargo, Richard released the bomb into the ocean off the coast of Tybee Island in Georgia, and nobody has recovered it. There is just a nuclear warhead somewhere in the ocean.
Just, you know, stay around there. Yeah, you know.
So crazy. And like all the fish people are off. Like, fuck, man. Why'd you do that? You killed half my family.
That thing ever goes off. Do you have any idea that's like, the wave that's going to come off of that.
Oh, 100. Oh, yeah.
Massive tidal. It's going to move all of that water.
I wonder if they could find it because they haven't found it. No one has recovered it, but maybe it has to just be there.
Lost it.
Maybe they, yeah, maybe they did.
I dropped the bomb. Yeah. Meanwhile, it's planted under the Vatican.
Well, I've said this before. There's a guy named Benjamin.
Oh, Fulford. All the evidence is gone. So I don't know. Worry about.
Like,
it.
I would like to talk about the Library of Alexander.
Alexandria.
Yeah. I would like to talk about, because I some stuff on the show I just want to research and look into because I'm interested by it. Right, a lot of stuff that we do on the show is because, like, some stuff I love talking about everything. So there's specific things like the Khazarian Mafia I'd like to talk about, but that's not going to be on YouTube. But that's all I gotta say. But there's some cool stuff just because I'm interested by, like, researching and learning, and I'm constantly reading and listening to stuff. All the time. As I'm listening, like David Wilcock is someone who always claims that, like, they're going to mass arrest the Illuminati, and and then it never fucking happens. No. Unless it's happening behind the scenes that we don't know about. But I'm like, that's a hope. I really, really, really do believe that humanity needs to awaken. Like, I really do think the people need to take back the power from the corporate greed of governments and stuff like that. And
don't worry, they'll just outspend all the money they have, and then they'll just be like, call it Endgame. It's like,
We gotta go with this new digital currency that could collapse. They keep talking about the internet collapsing and shit. It's like, that we didn't have any money, man.
Oh, so, yeah, it's like, we have this new digital currency, but we have to chip your asshole. So. I know.
Give me a little more.
Oh, my goodness. You are just.
It's good, man. It's good. I was so hungover, and now I feel great because I took a microdose. So this is a sad one, but also kind of funny. There's a suicide dog bridge.
I think I've heard about this. Is it not in Scotland or England? And whenever somebody.
It's in Scotland.
Yes. I've heard about this. This people won't walk their dogs across anymore because if they let the dog off the leash, the thing will jump in the water.
So weird.
And it's
goodbye.
Like, do you think it's just like, do you think they're seeing something there in another dimension where there's like, I'm going to chase this thing?
I don't even know. So there's the Overtoon Bridge leads visitors to Overtoon, T-O-U-N, Overtoon House, grand Scottish country home. Nice. Constructed in mid 19th century, but although it's picturesque bridge, it's beautiful, but the beauty kind of diminishes by its troubling history. For some reason, dogs are compelled to jump off the structure. Some, but not all, have fallen to their death. What's going on? Nobody knows. It's possible the dogs pick up an irresistible scent on the bridge, perhaps of a wild animal, and jump off in pursuit, but nobody has determined what they smell or why they decide to jump. Isn't that fucking weird? I looked at it, I was like, weird, man.
Kind of want to go to Scotland, get a dog from a pound, and bring it to the bridge and just, like, watch it and be like, holy shit, this bridge actually works.
It's sad. There's a lot of sad. They're trying to essentially, like, I think it's... It's kill. I don't want to say this.
Euthanize.
But euthanize all the bulldogs.
What?
Somebody sent me a video, and they're like, "Can you talk about this?" And I have not yet. But I have to look it up to research it. And I said I'll look into it. And I was like, I haven't heard of this. And they want to essentially euthanize and like kill all these dogs because they claim they're dangerous.
Not pit bulls.
It's a breed of pit bull.
American pit bull.
Let me look it up. She's like, you know, nobody, you need to spread the word about this. Nobody's talking about this. A man mauled to death by an American extra large pit bull in the UK. Yeah, this must be it. So now they're trying, because this dog did this, they're calling to like exterminate all the dogs and shit like that
in the UK
because that's where I remember where the story was. But the thing is, there is nothing. Yeah, it's definitely these dogs.
I know the ones you're looking at. They're a beautiful dog.
And the thing is, it's not the dog's fault, it's the owner's fault.
Yeah,
your dog is a reflection of you. So, like, you know, that's nonsense, and I just want to bring that up because it's, who knows about this fucking bridge though. It's so weird. I'm like, why would you?
It would be more interesting if the bridge was like, you bring your dog to this bridge, it makes the dog insanely violent and attack people.
Yeah.
Imagine if you had like never had a dog that's never attacked anyone. You bring it to this bridge.
That's some weird
and energy. It goes after the first person it comes in contact with.
Or is it like a weird story of like
What if it's like the place in like Russia where it's like,
yeah, it's like vortex. It's
got some weird magnetic shit going on because dogs sense things that
we can't see or like.
Well, like service dogs, they know when you're about to have like a seizure. They'll like paw you, tell you to lay down, and they'll get on top of you.
Whoa, that's so crazy.
Because service dogs are trained to do that.
Yeah, that's so crazy. And like, who knows, right? What it actually is? Is it like some sort of place where maybe like. I don't know, like dogs were like murdered back in the day or
or witches were hung or, you know,
something like that where it could be anything, right?
Something dark.
So in 1957, Lawrence Batter empty boat was found in Lake Erie. Three days later, his family, which included his wife and four children, gave up any hope of seeing him again and declared him deceased. 5 years later, Batter's niece ran into a man she believed was her long-lost uncle at a trade show in Chicago. The problem was the man claimed he was Fritz Johnson, not Lawrence Batter. Johnson even had his own life, including a wife and child in Omaha. Oh, Omaha.
Omaha?
Like, what the fuck is that shit? John's so stupid. Some of the things. Yes, we drink on this show, and I've also microdosed. Johnson agreed to give his police his fingerprints, and they matched those of Lawrence Batter. Weird, right? That's fucking weird. Experts still don't know what exactly happened here, especially because Johnson claimed to have visceral memories of the amount. That amounted to a decade of his life. Did Batter stage his death and reinvent himself as Johnson, or did he have some type of medical incident, accident, or condition that caused amnesia? So weird. Or is it like his evil twin or some shit?
I have two theories on this. First theory, he had this life prior to having the other life, and is like, I don't like this life anymore, pretends and fakes his own death, and then tries to go back to his original life that he has with this woman, or he has an identical twin brother.
Dude, I want to do an episode. I want to do an episode about doppelgangers. How everyone supposedly has one.
No, there's not one like me. If there's someone out there that looks like me, good luck.
Dude, I used to look exactly like the fucking lead singer of Hawthorne Heights. When I was a kid, I'll see if I can bring it up. Like no doubt, like Hawthorne. And when I was a kid, like chicks thought I looked like him.
Is that how you achieved what you did?
Yeah.
Yeah. You sick animal.
It's so funny because I don't look like him now. Whoa. It's so funny because I'm like, that does look like me.
You know who actually like kind of looks like me that's actually famous?
Yeah.
Look at Malfoy from Harry Potter. I shit you not. Look at that guy now grown up.
I can see it. I know what you're saying. So here, I'm gonna show you guys. Right there. So this is pretty much what I look like when I
Oh my gosh, you do. You actually do.
I look just like this when I was an emo kid.
Not gonna lie, you look like if an American pit bull was a man, that would be you.
That's so funny. Yeah, so weird.
Not like, trusting of anything or anyone. No.
People used to legitimately think I looked just like this. We're even like, we'd be like, because he's from Germany, I think. We're all like, Mom, did you like fuck somebody in Germany? So funny. But yeah.
Wait, what if he's your like
doppelganger? He's the evil one.
No, he's your half-brother.
I know. Who knows? So how did Edgar Allan Poe really perish? I'm pretty sure Edgar Allan Poe fucked his fucking cousin. Was that not true?
No.
I'm pretty sure. I'm going to look it up. Edgar. This is the advantages that we don't have when we record ever. We had access to the fucking internet. Cousin.
Blame me for living in the woods. Come on.
I know. Fucked cousin fucked. So weird. I swear to God, I fucking heard about this. Oh, the Edgar Allan Poe married his 13-year-old cousin at 27. His obsession with her and her early death led him to becoming an alcoholic and, a laudanum addict. What is that? That sounds fun. What is that? What's a laudanum? Laudanum. Oh, he got addicted to opium.
Oh,
opiate drug. Yeah, weird. Crazy. His creation, his best known poem, Annabelle the Raven, and whatever. Yeah, everyone knows that. I thought that was real. Everyone like, great poet for what he did, but that guy's a creep, man. 13. He's 27.
That's gross.
I think that the liberals, not liberal by definition, the leftists, I think they want to push to lower the
age of consent.
They voted against protecting children recently. What? Yeah. All like, Trudeau and then, that crazy Chrystia Freeland, they voted against like protecting kids against I have to look it up, but they definitely, against protecting kids from like being shown stuff in schools and influencing, like, it's sad, man. Our country's fucked. There's some bill that they voted against, and it's essentially about protecting the age of kids or something like that. Vote to protect kids, Canada. I keep hearing the fucking door open and close. I feel like it's creepy.
No, you're just paranoid.
I know. Lawrence First Nation. A bill aiming to prevent kids from accessing porn sites is raising privacy concerns. Okay, I think that was it, and the liberals voted against it.
So they want children to see pornography?
They're trying to teach them about it in fucking school, really young. It's so crazy. Because the UN, I don't care, we'll get into it on an episode on Rumble or something like that, but the UN, this is a satire, the UN has a documents out there where they want to lower the age of consent, and it's fucked, man. They want make like pedophilia legal. And I have an episode coming out, we're going to do it at some point, I saved an article, but we're going to talk about the symbolism of the symbols and how it's kind of weird that Trudeau's foundation looks just like the boy lover symbol. Kind of fucking weird.
Maybe that's why Sophie divorced him.
Yeah. Oh, he's
hiding away in his cabin with all of his skeletons, if you know what I mean.
So I'm writing this song. I'll just give people a little bit of a preview. This is one of the second verses. You're not a leader, you're a spineless rat, a drama teacher that rules by division and fear, a lying brat with a silver spoon stuck deep in his ass. Didn't you sleep with a preteen in your past?
Oh, shit. That's dark.
I gotta show you the whole thing. Nailed it. What I've had written out later is fucking awesome. So on September 27th, 1849, Edgar Allan Poe left Richmond, Virginia. You know, North Richmond.
Oh,
yeah, I get it. To attend some of the editing business in Philadelphia. It was at this time that anyone ever saw his poet in a healthy state. This is the last time anyone saw him before he was healthy. Days later, on October 3rd, Joseph W. Walker made his way to Baltimore's Gunner Hall Public House to place his vote in an upcoming election. As he arrived, Walker noticed a sorely dressed man lying in a nearby gutter. Upon his inspection, he realized the delirious man was indeed Edgar Allan Poe. He was going to help him, and it was Poe. And although he could barely speak, Poe asked Walker to write to a magazine editor and medical expert and medically experienced Joseph E. Snodgrass for help. What a name. Joseph E. Snodgrass.
Snodgrass.
Poe was...
What? How do you even get a name like
I
that?
Know. Was based on...
Jedved E. Snodgrass is arrived.
Poe never recovered from the incident, remaining in this
being
state of delirium.
Snodgrass? Yeah.
No, Poe, he never recovered because he was like delirious, probably on all these like opiate drugs in the state of delirium until his passing on October 7th. No one ever learned how he became in the state in which Walker found him. Poe repeatedly asked attending physician for Reynolds between hallucinatory fits, though the person's identity or relation to Poe was unknown. His death certificate claims he suffered a swelling of the brain, but it's still shrouded in mystery. Over the years, researchers and investigators claim numerous causes for Poe's state in his final days, including being beaten, his inability to hold alcohol, a brain tumor, the flu, rabies, carbon monoxide, and heavy metal poisoning.
Well, rabies would do that one. It makes your brain swell.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like all that could have been rabies though.
I can't make my C go up any higher.
Oh no. I just sat upright.
That's so funny. And so who knows, right? Coping a practice where local gangs beat someone and dress them in strangers' clothing to force them to vote for their champion candidate. Weird. And murder, or he was murdered. Everyone claims all this different stuff about how, what happened to Edgar Allan Poe. Nobody knows. I think it was probably opium.
The Vatican knows. They have records of it.
I know. 100%. The Monkey Man of Delhi.
Monkey Man of Delhi?
Oh, yeah, buddy. It's Who was the Monkey Man of Delhi?
It's a monkey.
We're going to India.
Oh.
I did a British accent, which is so rude because the British enslaved them.
Don't worry, they're over it. I hope.
In 2001, an exclusive Monkey Man terrorized the poor neighborhoods of Delhi, India. Can you do a Indian accent? That was really bad.
The only Indian accent I can do is only East Indian. And it's the one that you constantly hear. That's
the one I just did.
Don't buy that for 22, 25.
Yeah.
So like that's the Indian accent that everyone like always does.
Yeah.
So when you do that to like someone that's from Western India, like Punjab.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, you sound like an idiot.
I'm sure.
It's like us sounding like a newfie.
I've told the story on the show before, but did you know that I technically did blackface when I was 12?
It's okay. I did Snow White. It's all good.
Listen to this. So I was in a play called No Sex, Please, We're British. This is even
No Sex, Please, We're British.
It's even weirder. My mom played a prostitute in the play.
What?
A Swedish prostitute. She had like, sounds so weird, but she had like nipple tassels that spinned. It wasn't like it wasn't some crazy weird costume. It was just pretty much like a dress. But like she was involved in the play. She did some acting. Our barber at the time, like, facilitated the play. So I wanted to be a part of it. They had me do like backstage stuff. I was like 11 or 12. Okay.
Okay.
And the director of the play, the barber guy, he wanted to appear in the play. So he was a delivery guy and we put me in brown face and they put my hair in a bun cause I had long hair. And then I came onto the set going, coming dead. And it lasted one night and then people complained. One night in 2002.
Because your mom's nipple tassels.
No, because of the brown face.
Really?
Yeah. And it's funny. Trudeau can do it four times. I always said to people, I was 12. It was just makeup to me. I was just in a play. I wasn't an adult. It was the adult's fault for fucking doing it. But they dressed me up and there's a picture somewhere and I will show it on Patreon. I know my grandparents had a picture of all the cast of the play and I want to show it eventually for the show. And you can see me. I look like a little boy. Like I'm so young and I'm wearing brown face.
I don't know what the problem was with that. Like, is not the greatest form of flattery imitation.
Yeah. Look, well, not if it's making fun of, you know.
But you're trying to replicate somebody that's from India. If you have to replicate someone from India, you have to wear what they wear and be the color like they
Trudeau,
are.
Trudeau, he has all these different costume guys. Why we can keep talking about that fucking
like speech? His main costume that he always wears is pretending to be a good prime minister.
Yeah. But meanwhile, underneath that is the skin of a dictator. But it's just so funny because I didn't realize what it. I don't even remember. I remember doing it. I remember coming on stage. I remember people laughing about it. So obviously people complained because we only did it for one night. And I feel like at the time, my mom had to explain like, yeah, it's not like the people don't find it funny. It's offensive or whatever. And I was just like such a different time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So weird. Funny story. Crazy. I had more to say.
Monkey Man, back at it.
Yeah. So this is pretty weird. He preferred the early morning hours of midnight to 4 a.m. to confront his prey, though witnesses' testimonies reveal different visual accounts of what he looked like. Some assert that he had metal teeth and claws, while others claimed he was a wild green glowing eyes, and descriptions that contrast with other testimonies swearing his eyes look like red flames. In some accounts, the beast, this is like a cryptid, and the beast had furry back hide and donned roller skates. What?
I think people back then were just on so... What? Come on. How do you go from red to... What is even that?
The police say the creature
is 4 foot 12 inches. It grew 12 inches. How does it grow 12 inches?
So weird, man.
What I find funny is the same pose. It's got the same, it wears a belt now.
I know, he's got a hat and shit. What the fuck, man? So funny. So,
wait, one's red, one's green. How does it change eye color?
This is, because of that. This is where he supposedly was spotted. So whatever the nature is, the monkey man assaulted more than 348 people, resulting in at least three deaths and causing hysteria throughout the city. Vigilantes marched throughout the streets at night, wielding sticks as protection. The animal's mysterious appearance was never explained, despite Delhi police offering $1,000 to reward anyone who could provide information. It's like a cryptid, dude. It's like some weird fucking creature that just appeared. Or it's just a monkey that harassed people. Don't they worship monkeys in India?
The Hindi.
The temple. There's like a temple. It's like a fucking... like.
I feel like you're mixing that up with Thailand.
Are you sure? This is why we have fake Google. I started using Brave and shit.
I don't know. The Hindi are the ones that always have the weird deities. The Punjabs.
The Shiva and stuff, right?
Yeah, Shiva and like the cows, and you reincarnate as a cow. And
oh, yeah. They're reincarnated.
That's why they don't eat beef.
There's a lot of religions that stem from Hinduism, actually, if you research it. That's kind of weird. All right, this is not loading for
some. Every time I hear Shiva, I always think of Indiana Jones.
Shiva.
Why? You betray Shiva. And he like ripping the bag apart from...
Didn't he rip out the guy's heart?
You tried
Kalima,
to.
Kalima.
Do you actually know what that means?
No.
I didn't know what that means. My girlfriend finally told me because I'm dating a girlfriend, by the way.
Yeah. So. Hello.
That means black woman give me power.
What? Really?
Kalima Shakti Day means black woman give me power.
What does a monkey... which monkey is sacred? These primates are valued in more than security guards. Hindus revere them as a symbol of the monkey deity Hanuman.
Hanuman.
It's Hanuman. 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 Weird. So they do worship monkeys. Is there a Hindu monkey god? Yeah. So that's why they love the monkeys, because there's a monkey god there.
And they are quite tasty, I've heard.
Have you want monkey brains? Indiana Jones, right?
Chilled monkey brains.
So this is weird. Gossip Girl and Lady Whistledown expose secrets in Gossip Girl and Bridgerton, respectively. But residents in a Circleville, Ohio, I don't know what the fuck that means. I don't watch Gossip Girl. Dealt with their own kind of gossip monger in real life for years. And this letter writer seemed to have been significantly more dangerous than the fictional counterpart. It all started in 1976 when a bus driver, Mary Gillespie, received an anonymous letter accusing her of having an affair. Her family stayed to receive letters too. The anonymous writer began posting threatening signs in public. The next year, Gillespie's husband was found dead in his car. Pretty fucking weird. The letters increased in frequency and scope. Eventually, other people in Circleville received them. Some public signs posted by the letter writer were even rigged to harm people. So I don't know what that means. Like, you open the letter and then like fucking something explodes in your face or something. I don't understand it. Hello, what's up? I see you. Hello, bunny lover. Do you love bunnies? You should listen to our Richard Chase episode. He would take bunnies and blend them into a concoction because he drank their blood. Richard Chase is a serial killer that drank people's blood because he thought that he didn't have enough blood in his body. It's a great episode. It's fun. It was almost 3 hours. Me and Billy talked about
those voices again. Damn.
He made a bun, like a rabbit fucking slush out of in a blender. Oh, yeah. Gross. And would drink it. It's a.
If you ever get a chance, watch the rabbit, like the rabbit catching in Australia. They have a fence line and there's just hundreds of rabbits because they introduced rabbits to Australia, not native to Australia.
Oh my God.
And then they brought in coyotes, killed all the rabbits. Now they have a coyote problem.
Of course they do. It's so crazy, man. Some of the shit they do. Charlie, my dog loves rabbits. He chases them. It's because we have like rabbits living all over this property. Oh. It's they're cute, but they're everywhere. So in 1983, Paul Freshour was arrested in prison for attempted murder, and many assumed he was behind these kind of letters. And the letters didn't stop while he was in prison, leading many to question if he was responsible. The true identity of the writers become known as the Circleville letters remained a mystery. So the guy was sending letters, somebody was sending letters to everybody. And he was threatening people and trying to expose them, and nobody knows why. And then the one woman's husband died, and pretty weird, eh?
I don't know. I feel like weirder stuff happens nowadays.
Okay, so a British woman. This British woman believed she was reincarnated as an ancient Egyptian knew where to dig. This is weird.
What?
Over the course of her life, Dorothy Eddy. I've heard of this chick, made what some media outlets felt was compelling claim for reincarnation. Born in England in 1904, Eddie survived a physical trauma at age 3. She fell down a flight of stairs. Her injuries were so severe that a doctor declared her dead. Except she wasn't. The youngster was awake and alive again soon enough. The injuries apparently jolted something in Eddie, whatever. She began to have visceral recollections of what she believed was her previous life in ancient Egypt. She claimed she was really Ben Tiresti, whatever, an ancient Egyptian priestess, Jesus, who committed suicide for having a secret lover. Really weird that you would, that something would connect this in your brain and it ended up jolting you back with these memories. After marrying an Egyptian university student and moving to Egypt, she started going by Om Seti, which meant mother of Seti, the name of her son, which, yeah, we all like ancient Egypt. I have the Book of the Dead. I'd love to do an episode about it. Her recollections appear to be convincing. Working in Egypt, she helped archaeologists, Jesus, make discoveries based on her claims, including the site of an ancient gardens. Her work and expertise earned her respect and admiration of Egyptologists. Just from a fall, whatever happened to her woke up some subconscious thought, I kind of believe that this is possible. That's for some reason she remembered her past life.
You're a fucking animal, man.
I know. Is that crazy though? I think that's quite possible.
Okay. Well, what I think it is like what I believe it is, when people hear or say something like that, where like something happened to them and they have this recollection of this entire life that they've never lived before. What I think it is personally is, so, you know, a baby deer. And the first moments of it ever breathing air, it already knows how to stand.
I know. Yeah, I know.
So what I think it is that when something traumatic or something as, you know, brutal as a fall, I guess you'd say, I guess you could say it triggers genetic memory. And yeah. when I say that, I mean, like, is there some, like Edgar Casey says this a lot. And when it comes to like, why the way you are. So like the genetics are a very interesting thing when it comes to who you are, where you are and what you are.
Yeah.
And the way you like things, the way you like a certain genre, the way you like a certain style, the way you like certain things. Well, it's because of past genetic predisposition towards certain things.
Yeah.
So like the way I like, you know, what I like, and you can obviously tell that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the way that my grandmother, my mom's mom,
yeah,
was all about that.
Really?
She was all about that, and I only knew her to the age of 8. How would I know?
Are you just talking about your enthusiasm for like guns and hunting?
No, like leather and like having really nice fine things.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And having like really nice ornate Victorian like really classy things. Yeah, I haven't a lot of it, but just a snippet.
But
of
you
it.
Like you like being able to purchase those items and
enjoy them, and don't let anyone else touch them.
Yeah, because you just reupholstered your slut, your Victorian slut couch. We'll be filming some stuff on there. But we'll be. It's the idea that like
not the slut stuff, the podcast.
Yeah, there's memories that are in our DNA.
Yes.
That people believe, right?
Well, that it's
if you're afraid of like snakes, it could be from your. From either past lives or your past family's church. Genetic line that has been great
and favoritism. Like, why do you enjoy a certain food more than others?
So, speaking of Edgar Cayce, right?
Yeah,
David Wilcock. Not all everyone likes him. I find him kind of fascinating. I'm listening to his book. I've read all of his books. So I'm listening to the last one that he did called Awakening in the Dream. And he wrote down all his dreams and dream journaled for a long time. This guy claims to have insiders and knowledge about aliens and stuff that most people can't understand. They think he's the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. Now, check this out. Look at this. They look the exact fucking same.
Mm.
Isn't that weird? There he is. He's a weird looking dude. But
he is weird.
This is the one book I've read. This
I mean, to make as weird as accusations as that guy has made, it's nuts.
Look at this. They look the exact same. It's almost hard to deny that he could be the reincarnation.
Yeah.
Because like how is that possible?
I don't even know. The jawline's exactly the same. It's same with the ears.
So weird,
look at the ears.
Man. So I've always like, and he even like talks about this because he like claims that it could be possible, and he's also had his own visions and weird things. So who knows? I do think this is possible. We're gonna end on something fun. Have you ever heard of Max Headroom?
That sounds like a sex position,
dude. This shit is wild. Okay, so this we're gonna play some video for everybody. This is quite strange, should we say. So everyone knows about internet hacks, who takes control of like digital devices by TV stations have also been vulnerable to this sort of disruption by nefarious actors throughout history. On the night of November 22nd, 1987, the television signals of two stations in Chicago, Illinois, were hijacked, briefly saying a pirate broadcast of an unidentified person wearing a Max Headroom mask and costume to thousands of viewers in their home. And let's play the first one.
Hannah McKinnon, 14-0 Bears, then the defense, which hadn't put up a sack in 12 quarters, finally did.
This is fucking weird, man.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So weird. Sorry for everybody listening. It's, yeah. It is. Most people that listen to the show should know who Max Headroom is. Go look it up.
Oh, isn't that the first AI generated face that like spoke?
I actually can't remember.
Well, if you're wondering what's happened, so am I. Actually, the computer that we have running our news from time to time took off and went wild. So what we're going to do is start over from the top of the Bears and tell you once again about the 30-10 victory they had over Detroit today out at Soldier Field.
And no one
we'll
probably
show you from the top and
it.
Show you again the change that they made today on defense with Maurice Douglas as the nickelback.
Did it happen
again?
He made
a great play, one of his first chances, and scored 2-1. So the Hawks need a comeback tonight. Out at the state.
So weird that you see the first thing. Max Headroom is a fictional character played by Matt Fuver, advertised as the first computer generated TV presenter.
Yeah.
Weird. Max was known for his biting commentary on various global issues.
Yeah, he was presented in Back to the Future, but as Michael Jackson. Remember when he's in the second one? When he goes to the cafe.
Yeah. Weird.
And it's like, we have Coca-Cola.
Oh, yeah.
That's him.
Weird.
Another fun fact for those who are out there. If your holiday season's coming up, the movie Gremlins, the first one.
Yeah. Great.
If you go back and watch that movie.
It's a Halloween plus Christmas movie.
It is. But if you look at it, that same town is the one Back to the Future.
Weird.
If you go back to it and watch like the intro, you'll see it and it'll show the town all covered in snow. It's not snow. It's probably asbestos. And then,
yeah.
And then if you look at the town, it's the exact same one in Back to the Future. Apparently that one's used in multiple movies and westerns.
Weird. That's a fun fact. Billy would like that.
Poor Billy.
I know.
Billy!
It's so funny. I found so many just for all the fans. It's just like, I have so many like sound effects for Billy. Billy really liked this one, the Christmas special.
Billy is not a real transsexual, but he thinks he is. He tries to be. He's tried to be a lot of things, I expect.
He was like, of course. So crazy. He tried to be many things, I expect.
Billy's not a real transsexual, but if he tries to be, he will be.
Yeah, he could be anything nowadays. So the first incident took place during a sports segment, as we kind of saw, independent TV station, WNG-TV. WGN-TV. 9 o'clock p.m. newscast, like later signals, it was intruded, and it featured a person wearing a mask swaying erratically in front of a swiveled metal plate, whatever. So apparently meant to resemble Max Headroom, an animated geometric background. Unlike the later intrusion, the only sound was a loud buzzing. The interruption went on for almost 17 seconds before engineers at WGN were able to regain control of the broadcast. The second incident occurred about 2 hours later during a PBS member station, WTTW's broadcast of Doctor Who, Serial Horror of Fang Rock. With nobody on duty at the affected tower, the signal takeover was more substantial, and the masked figure could be heard making references to the real Max Headroom's advertisements for the new Coke and the animated TV series Clutch Cargo. WGN sportscaster Chuck Swirsky, greatest world's newspapers nerds, and other seemingly unrelated topics. So whatever he was saying, the video concludes with the masked figure, bare buttocks being spanked by a woman with a fly swatter while yelling, "They're coming to get me," with the woman responding, "Bend over, bitch," as the figure, "Bend over, bitch," as the figure was crying and screaming. At this point, the hijackers ended the pirate transmission and normal programming resumed with a total interruption of about 90 seconds. A criminal investigation was conducted by Federal Communications Commission immediately after what happened of the intrusion. They could not find the person responsible, despite many unofficial inquiries, much speculation over the ensuing decades. The culprits have yet to been positively identified. So let's play the last video. It's fucking weird at the end of the day. Like, nobody knows who this is. I heard about this when I was like a teenager, so this one's the weirdest one.
I'll get you a hot drink, miss.
I feel like it's a teenager. Look at that, like, how he moves.
I'm trying to hear what he's saying. I heard Jesus. Fuck or something. He's using one of those like voice changing things. We all had one.
I feel like it's a, like, you know those, like, antisocial nerds that really don't really get out in public much?
Yeah.
And he, like, he does this for, like, attention, but, like, everyone's going to wonder about him. And he's, like, always that, like, background guy, like, everyone's thinking about me, but, like, not really.
Look at the background. Like, where did he get whatever this thing is that's moving? Wait, here's fucking weird. I'm sorry for everybody that had to just listen to that. I'm sure it probably drove you insane. But it is weird. I don't know what the fuck happened. I don't know. Nobody knows who this was, but either way, it's definitely fucking strange. And there was no purpose of it, in my opinion, other than for them to be like, "Hey, fuck you. I just jacked your station."
I feel like that's what it was.
Like a troll.
You know how
the first internet troll. You know, like before the internet
could have been.
Well, the internet did exist at this time.
But do you know, like, there's always those people that want their 5 seconds of fame. Is it 5 seconds or 15 minutes?
15 minutes of fame, yeah.
Yeah.
Really weird, man. Either way.
Yeah. Did you ever have 15 minutes of fame?
I'm getting there. I'll get there. It's going to happen.
I got mine at like maybe 8 years old.
Why?
9 years old.
I always joked that was a Sears. I joked recently, like, Chelsea's mom was like, "You're very photogenic." And I was like, "I used to be a Sears catalog model." And she's like, "Did you?" And I was like, "No."
Psych.
What were you like? Did you go on a commercial or something?
No, it was about when I was like grade five. Yeah. It was called Wacky Hair Day.
Yeah.
And we were also having Veterans Day. It was Remembrance Day on that too.
Yeah.
We had an assembly and CTV showed up and I had,
oh, cool.
And I had like red hair.
Yeah.
And I had like, no, I just had red hair on and they asked if I could see me and they're asking like, "Oh, why do you have your hair red?" And it's like, oh, it was like,
cause
it was like Canadian. Yeah. I was like, I didn't know any better. It was like, oh, I'm just like, I wear to, you know, support the troops that are in Afghanistan right now. And I'm like,
that's what you said?
Yeah. I was a child. I didn't know any better.
That's so fun. I did this because I'm supporting the troops, you know, like they're fighting against those terrorists that the United States created.
Oh, sorry.
So fucking weird. That's fucking hilarious though.
But I like look at it back and now I'm like, I know what I would have said to like that lady. I'm like, Trudeau's a false flag. Watch out for him. I mean,
so funny. It's just, I think I will, my opinions on the internet have got me a lot of attention recently. One video I posted about essentially the division that they're creating, right?
Has called woke.
Has 500,000 views. It's really? Fucking crazy, man. 36,000 likes. Like, and I'm like, it's just weird because I just like somebody, I've always spoken out. And then with the advent of the internet and social media, I was like, you know, I recently, you know, the past couple of years, especially during COVID, a lot of people did it where they were like, okay, how do we wake people up and get them out of this slumber that they're in, this idea of the false reality that they exist in. And then, so I started speaking out and it got me attention on TikTok because, and then I use that. Now it's becoming a censorship platform. So someone was like, oh, start captioning your videos. I love what you do. I love what you say. I was like, sure. And now I almost have 10,000 followers on fucking my political account, which is crazy. And it's just like, at the end of the day, I'm just telling you mostly my opinions on stuff. But like I've said before, I have the advantage of that. I do question everything. I don't even trust my own fucking beliefs, man. I don't trust anything, including myself, you know? But that was fun. I enjoyed that. I this is the idea. Like Strange Brew is like kind of like we started with like strange mysteries and talking about all this weird stuff that happens in the world. Hence why I named the show what I did. You know, someone got me scared about copyright shit. And I'm like, no, it's Strange Brew Podcast. It's not Strange Brew. It's Strange Brew Podcast. It's got the extension. And I was like, really, if I was going to change it, I'd be like Strange Dudes. Like I would just end up like making it semi the same. But there's a lot of stuff coming for the show. Brett, you are now part of it. And we have a bunch of cool stuff that's going to be happening in the new year. Yep. This will be out in 2024, which is crazy. The time it comes out, but I don't know. We have a lot of things. Brett doesn't have shit to shout out because he doesn't exist on social media.
No.
So
don't try and follow me. Don't try and look me up. Nothing. Just enjoy what you see and then just take it for that. But other than that, don't try and follow me.
Yeah, because he doesn't have it.
Because you won't find me.
So we're going to do some fun stuff in the new year. We have very exciting stuff going on for Strange Brew. We're going to be doing some filming on Brett's property. We got a bunch of big ideas for the show and what we can do. And obviously the more people that support the show and actually, you know, take the time to leave us a 5-star rate and review and tell us how much you love the show on Spotify now. You can actually ask questions or leave comments about episodes. So I actually like tell people to go and do that. We want to try to interact more with the fans and the people that do really enjoy the show. So I really appreciate anybody that's listening and that tunes in, and podcasts are really word of mouth. I've been doing this for a while now. We've gained a fan basis that understands to not be offended by everything, that everything is just a joke. We're kidding around and is everything I say is satire. Like I said, take nothing seriously. Everything I say is satire.
Everything.
But that was fun. I enjoyed it. Brett is now specific, like you are now, you've been inducted. You actually don't get inducted on the show until you get blackout drunk. I've done it on a live special. Aaron has done it on a live special. Actually, Billy has yet to do it. Billy has gotten fucking fairly drunk on the show. But
he holds his own well.
He does. He actually surprisingly does. Surprisingly. Because I've fallen over during a live special on the St. Patty's Day. You don't know this. In the St. Patty's Day live special, I took it down off everything because I was like, it was just too embarrassing. And I was making whiskey sours with not much of the sour. And I literally like left the stream on, thought I turned it off, and then I fell over. It's when the studio was set up a little differently. I fell into the right here, fell over. And then as I fell down, I accidentally clicked the soundboard and then this played. As I was like trying to lift myself up, and I was wasted. And even I went downstairs and Chuck's like, it's 9 o'clock. And I was like, oh fuck. Oh, well. And then Aaron did it on the Halloween special, as I alluded to, of the Jack Daniels. So I'm like, it's kind of like an induction, kind of like you're getting, inducted. Is that the word I want to use?
Introduced.
Yeah. You're kind of like you're part of it now. And then it's funny, cause one of the, we have we have some diehard fans, right? And he said that he was screaming, one of us, when Aaron was like completely blackout drunk. I was like, yeah, that's what happens on the show. But as I said, I digress. Support the show, and I will appreciate it very much. We do have a lot of things coming. It's going to be fun.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.